Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Wednesday, April 24th. We're talking about a lot of firsts today, from the first company of its kind to face criminal charges in the opioid crisis, to the world's first vaccine for malaria, to even the first drone operator approved to deliver packages in the U.S. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the first time, a major drug distribution company is facing federal charges for taking part in the opioid crisis. It's no longer just drug dealers on the street being held responsible. Now the New York Times reports federal authorities are charging Rochester Drug Cooperative and two of its former executives. The company is one of the top 10 largest drug makers in the U.S. They're accused of ignoring red flags and shipping tens of millions of highly addictive and dangerous opioids to pharmacies, even when they knew those pharmacies were selling them illegally. Prosecutors say it was all for the money. NBC News reports the company now admits it as part of a deal with prosecutors. Rochester Drug will also pay a $20 million fine and be supervised for the next 5 years. But the two former execs could face prison time. ISIS is now claiming responsibility for the attacks in Sri Lanka, although Time reports the terrorist group has not provided proof. If it does, it shows the group is still a threat. ISIS has lost its territory in Iraq and Syria, but experts say the group is not gone, despite some, including President Trump, who have said ISIS has been defeated. The series of bombings on Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka killed more than 300 people. Well, this week, health officials have made history as they start handing out the world's first approved malaria vaccine. CNN reports it's part of a large-scale pilot project. About 360,000 children a year in three African countries will get the vaccine. Malaria spreads through mosquitoes, and even though it's preventable and treatable, NPR says it's still a top killer of children worldwide, and children in Africa are most affected. The vaccine is not perfect. In a large study, it prevented about 4 in 10 malaria cases. Still, experts believe that's enough to possibly save tens of thousands of children's lives. The vaccine took more than 30 years to develop. As expected, the IRS did not turn over President Trump's tax returns yesterday, even though House Democrats had set that as a deadline to get them. The Wall Street Journal reports Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is worried the tax documents will be abused by lawmakers. He says he'll decide by May 6th if he'll hand them over. Democrats are deciding next steps and whether they'll be taking this to court. At the same time, President Trump is saying no thanks to having dinner with journalists. The Hill reports the White House told Trump administration officials to boycott the White House Correspondents Association's annual dinner. The dinner is meant to celebrate the First Amendment and a free press. Journalists who cover the White House and lawmakers will be there, but not President Trump. Even though presidents and first ladies have traditionally attended the event, this is actually Trump's third year in a row to skip it. Good news from Wall Street. Stocks closed at a new all-time high yesterday. The Wall Street Journal reports the S&P 500 and NASDAQ had their highest closings on record. This comes less than 6 months after both took a hit at the end of last year. But stocks have been doing better since the Federal Reserve stopped raising interest rates. And dozens of large companies also reported better than expected earnings, like Coca-Cola, Twitter, and Procter & Gamble. All right, there's still more news ahead, but first, a quick break for today's sponsor. America's beverage companies are working together to support families as they reduce the sugar in their diets. Coke, Dr. Pepper, and Pepsi are providing more great-tasting options with less sugar or no sugar at all, putting clear calorie labels on every product, and working with public health organizations and other national and local partners to build stronger, healthier communities. With more choices, smaller portions, and less sugar, American families can find the balance that's right for them. Learn more about how these three competitors are working together at balanceus.org. That's balanceus.org. Now, back to the news. The age to buy cigarettes is going up, at least if you're inside a Walgreens or Rite Aid. Soon you'll need to be at least 21 in those stores. CNBC reports Rite Aid plans to make the change in the next 3 months. Walgreens has said it'll change the age requirement in September. CVS actually stopped selling cigarettes altogether back in 2014. In fact, there's a chance the age requirement could go up from 18 to 21 across the country. If some lawmakers get their way, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell plans to introduce new legislation next month. A drone company that's part of Google just got government approval to start delivering packages, yes, with drones. The company is Wing Aviation, known as just Wing. Bloomberg says it's now the first drone operator to get approval from the FAA as a small airline, which means Wing is allowed to start delivering small products like food and medicine with drones. There are still restrictions. As Bloomberg points out, drone regulations don't really allow drone flights over crowds and urban areas. So at least for now, Wing plans to only operate in two rural Virginia towns starting within months and then can apply to expand. The company has already done some testing at Virginia Tech and in Australia. Local leaders in Virginia say they're excited to be the birthplace of drone delivery in the U.S., but critics have concerns about noise and privacy around homes. Still, Wing has some competition. Amazon, for example, is also working on and testing something similar called Prime Air. Speaking of Amazon, it's partnering more with Kohl's to make returns easier. The Verge reports all Kohl's stores will now take back items you ordered on Amazon. And you don't even need to put things in a box to be shipped. Kohl's does it for you. And it's free. Amazon likes it because customers can have more options for returns, making the process easier. And Kohl's hopes people will buy from them while making that trip. It's already available in 100 stores, but it'll expand to all locations starting in July. And some Kohl's will even carry Amazon products. The highly anticipated superhero movie, Avengers Endgame, is out in theaters around the world today, though it won't be released in the U.S. until Friday. Already, The Hollywood Reporter says the movie set an all-time pre-sales record in China, and it's expected to have the biggest opening ever at the global box office. Some analysts have even predicted a $1 billion opening weekend, although others are pretty skeptical that'll actually happen. Either way, it'll be huge. It's also expected to break some debut records in North America when it comes out here on Friday. And that's it for today. You are ready to go. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just head on over to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.